For us, from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, says, "Whereunto you are called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." And the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1 encourages us to, or encourages those that were that he was preaching to imitate him, to follow him as he was following the Lord. So our reason that Christ left heaven and came to this earth was, for one thing, to leave us a pattern for everyday living. One thing about the Word of God is that it's so practical. It gives us instructions in nearly every aspect of life, if not every aspect of life. And Jesus, as the Word, lived those examples before us. Peter wrote of Jesus, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." 1 Peter 2 and verse 22. Writer of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 says, "He was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin." So Christ set us an example in so many, many different ways. Wish we could talk about more tonight, but we're going to look at four things, four ways that we need to follow in the steps of Jesus. Number one, we need to follow in the steps of Jesus by following Christ and doing the will of the Lord. Is that up? Nope. There you go. We need to follow him by doing the will of God. One of the characteristics that we find of Jesus was that he was constantly had on his mind doing the will of the Father. Even pressed in the garden of Gethsemane, in his prayer, we find in Luke 22 and verse 42, "Not my will, but thy will be done." In John 4 and verse 34, Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to accomplish his work." John 6 and verse 38, "I'm come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." Without question, without quibbling, Jesus obeyed the will of the Father. Again, the writer of Hebrews chapter 5 and verses 8 through 9 says, "Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that will obey him." So if we follow the steps of Jesus, we will also follow in doing the will of God. And Jesus promised in Matthew 7 and verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that," now watch it, "he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven." Again, Peter talks in 1 Peter 1, verses 14 through 23. He talks about, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obedience to the truth." And again, he says, "Having been begotten again as children of obedience." Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 24, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." When we follow Jesus, we follow him in doing the will of God. But then also, if we follow Jesus, we are going to follow Jesus by serving others. We talked about that this morning, about how important it was for us to serve those that we are around. When the disciples were quarreling about who was going to be the greatest, and "Lord, let me sit at this right hand, and this one sit on the left." And Jesus said to them, "Whosoever would be first among you has got to learn to serve." And even as even as Jesus was preparing in the last hours of his life here before he was crucified, trying to prepare his disciples to be those men who would take on the responsibility of carrying the light to the world. And they're still sitting around the table at the Last Supper and quarreling about who gets to sit by Jesus and who doesn't. And that's when Jesus, in his greatest moment of humility, gets up and takes the basin and the towel, and washes the disciples' feet. And when he finished, he said, "You go do likewise." And when he was talking to them about learning to be to serve, if you want to be first, you have to learn to serve. Jesus went on to say, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many." Matthew 20, verses 27 and 28. Peter said of him, "He was one who went about doing good." In Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The Son of God was one who served others. His purpose for coming to this earth, we read in Luke 19, verse 10, that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. That was his purpose. That was his focus. To be the one through whom mankind could come back to God. If we follow in his steps, we have to do as he did. There was a lawyer that came to the master in Luke chapter 10, verse 27. And he asked the question about what he needed to do. And Jesus told him to love your neighbor. And the lawyer asked him a question. He said, "Well, who is my neighbor?" That's whenever Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan. And when he was finished telling the story, he asked the lawyer, "Now, who is your neighbor?" And the answer was, "The person who needs my help." And so it is with us. The Lord has told us that it's so important. Important enough that, as we mentioned this morning in Matthew chapter 25, and Jesus said, "I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me to drink. And I was naked and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you didn't visit me." Jesus said in this passage, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into eternal fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels." Now, these weren't immoral people. These were people that just didn't serve those that are around them, who just didn't have a heart of service. I asked myself, could that be me? In Galatians 6 and verse 10, in no uncertain terms, we're told that we are to do good. As we therefore have the opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. And then if we are going to truly follow Jesus, we have to follow Jesus by purity of life. The worst charge that his enemies could lay against Jesus in Matthew 11 verse 19 was that he was a friend of the publicans and the sinners. In Hebrews 4 verse 15, talks about him as our high priest. It says, "For such a high priest became us, holy, guiltless, undefiled, separated from sinners." There was no spirit of retaliation when he was abused, persecuted. When he was reviled, he reviled not again, Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. When he suffered, he threatened not. That's the life that he commends to us. Knowing that James tells us, chapter 4, verse 4, that friendship with the world is enmity with God, and that we are to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, James 1, verse 27. And the Lord himself told his disciples, you are not of this world, because I've chosen you out of the world. John 15, verse 19. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22, we are told to abstain from every form of evil. Describing the church in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 25 through 27, Jesus describes, or Paul describes, the church that the Lord is coming back for like this. Christ loved the church, and he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it, and having cleansed it and washed it with the water with the word, that he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Only when we follow in the steps of Jesus can we be the church that's without a spot and without blemish. We need to strive to keep ourselves, our lives, holy and pure. Tough to do in a world that's trying to destroy us and tempts us with so many things: the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. But if we're going to follow in the steps of Jesus, we follow him in a life of purity. And then finally tonight, when we follow the steps of Jesus, we're following Jesus by going home to be with God. Whenever Jesus was getting ready to leave, we talked about this morning how that he told his disciples that I'm going to go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you can be. That was a promise. And when asked by Thomas where was he going, how could they get there, Jesus responded by saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. Paul writes in Romans 8, verse 34, in Christ Jesus that died, yea, rather, that was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God. What a wonderful and blessed assurance we have in knowing that if we indeed will follow the Master, that he'll lead us home. In John 14, verse 3, that was his promise. I'll take you to where my Father lives, and I'll prepare a mansion for you. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 and 23, Paul said there, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He went on to say, but I'm in a strait betwixt two, having desire to depart and be with Christ. I don't know which one's better. In John 17, verses 4 through 5, we read there that we should seek those things which are above. And then in Colossians 3, verse 1, look to those things where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Also, Paul encourages us to set your heart on things above and not on the things of this earth. I love the song that we sing sometime, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I think the further we walk down the road of life, the closer we get to the end of it, the more we see heaven, the more we see the glories of a place where there is no sorrow, no pain, no heartache, place where hearse never rumbles down its golden streets. A place where there is no need for a sun, because the light of God is its light. I really want to go there. I really, really want heaven to be my home when this world is over. And I have a promise from Jesus himself that if I'll follow him, he'll lead me home. Close with 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 through 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy begat us again into a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away. Watch this. Reserved for you in heaven. My brothers, this life will end. The writer of Hebrews says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. If we're going to go home to be with God, it has to be through Christ. Following Jesus in his steps. Following Jesus home. We can know because it's in the Word of God that the way of the cross leads home. Will you come while together we stand and sing?